This recording, Paraguay 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, now I want to tell a story. When I was 15, I went to Russia with my family, and we thought that English was spoken all over the world. That's why my parents, my sisters and I, learn English. But apparently in Russia, a lot of people still refuse to learn English or don't have the opportunity to do so. So anyway, there's 6 of us in my family, so we had to split the group in 2 taxis. And we each took, there were 3 of us in a taxi and 3 of us in another taxi. And we tried to go to a museum, but I guess the taxi driver that I was of the cab I was in couldn't understand us. So I don't know, we ended up in a weird zone in town and had no way to tell him, you know, where our hotel was. But the way we solved it was we saw a hotel, and with signs told him to stop there, and unfortunately people in the hotel knew some English, so we were able to get back to our hotel, and from there call my father, who was in the other taxi, so he could come back and pay the taxi driver, who was pretty upset about the whole situation. So anyway, I was just happy that I knew English, and I mean, it doesn't have to be English, but there has to be some form of communication that everybody can understand. Or people should learn more of other languages, either one of those. Thank you.